Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Just days after the spectacular Jazz Meets Classics concert for four grand pianos in Hall No. 1 of the National Palace of Culture in Sofia, we talked to one of the participants, Živko Petrov. He was on the jazz side alongside Angel Zaborski Jr. The classical side was presented by Ivan Yanukov and Georgi Cherkin. The concert was a huge success, but we now talk to the maestro about the new projects of his trio, JP3, the other two members being Veselin Veselinov Echo, double bass, and Dimitar Semov, drums. The musicians got together in 2004 and have had innumerable club and stage performances since, as well as Understandable, a live concert released on DVD in 2006. The album It's a Dream appeared in 2012. Their latest, Between the Worlds, appeared only recently. Listen now to the piece that gave the album its name.
Thank you.
The album's title, Between the Worlds, conveys a multitude of messages. One of the ideas is that the artiste exists in the real world and in the world of music at the same time. Here is Živko Petrov about how the album was born and what genres of music it has to offer.
Between the Worlds е третият ни албум на JP3, Živko Petrov Trio.
Between the Worlds is JP3's third album. We started out with the piece of the same name, which I wrote a year ago, together with the first Renaissance. A total of 9 pieces went into our new album. We invited Arena Quartet, featuring Plamena Zhekova and Orlin Cvetanov, violin, Valentin Gerov, viola, and Hristo Tanev, cello. We started a national tour to present the album. The interesting thing is that this was the first time Echo wrote the music for the trio. It made the album so much more colourful. The pieces are longer than in the previous It's a Dream. For the first time, we have a piece with irregular meters, alternating 7 plus 9. It is called Silent Steps. Echo was actually inspired by his cat to write it. He had been watching it drinking water and decided to do a piece with the same rate of pulsation. The last composition, One Day in Paris, is one of our first pieces that went into the 2006 DVD. There it is just us three. Now I have rearranged it with a string quartet, and it really sounds very well, Živko Petrov says. The album features one more piece by Veselin Veselinov Echo, Signor Astor, influenced by Astor Piazzolla. Thank you. Just 4 months went into the making of the album After Four. In this album, Živko Petrov turns to classical music, from which he draws inspiration.
After Four е другото ми детенце, новородено.
After Four is my other newborn. My thoughts had been wandering in that direction for a long time. My idea was to get close to the old masters, whose music has been inspiring us for years. So, that is how the album came into being. I love to improvise on the basis of classical themes. To my mind, the classics are the greatest improvisers, so I have been trying to rewind. Chopin, Liszt and many others who were outstanding pianists and composers actually improvised all the time. What are Živko Petrov's impressions of the trio's tour abroad and what lies ahead for them this summer here in Bulgaria?
След After Four, когато създадох, пътувахме в Канада, имахме тур с триото само.
After I created After Four, the trio toured Canada. We played in many jazz clubs in Montreal, Toronto, Calgary, Ottawa. We were really happy. The audiences appreciated us. The clubs were full. Of course, there were many Bulgarians there. In Montreal, all tickets were sold out the previous day. The owner was astonished. How could that be? We were absolutely unknown to him. Obviously, it is the music that matters. Now we are continuing our tour of Bulgaria. The summer citizen stages where audiences will be able to hear Between the Worlds are Burgas on the 25th of July. Incidentally, that's my birthday, and Varna on the 27th of July. Our performance in Varna will be the final concert of the Varna Summer Festival. Before that, I shall be playing at the A to Jazz Festival in Sofia, together with Beluslava Mitko Semov, Rosin Zakhariev Roko, Dimitar Karamfilov, and backup vocals Elena Kukorska.